Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Tainus daf Yudzayin, and we continue in this exciting parak, the third parak of Maseches Tainus. We just got up to the Mishnah, and I quickly said over the Mordechai at the end of the previous year. I just wanted to read it just a little slower. There is a machlokas gaonim, as we have mentioned, whether you have to, are allowed to, or not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Some say you have to, some say you're not allowed to, and some say it's up to you. Right, so that's the discussion. But the Gaonim, as we know, this is a perfect example. The Gaonim are trying to figure out halacha based on the Gemaras. So it's not clear anywhere, or at least to some, it's not clear about whether what the halacha is. There wasn't any Shulchan Aruch then. The Gemara doesn't say anywhere beferish, or does it? Right, so that's the Mordechai. The Mordechai, the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. Tavshin Zayin. Tavshin Ches, he quotes from Rabbi Nachshon Gaon. He says, Ma'al Lasanas Rosh Hashanah. Right? So, what is it? Are you allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah? Do you have to fast? Veheshiv. And Rabbi Nachshon Gaon answered, Rosh Hashanah, Aser Lehisanos. It's Aser to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Bein mi divrei Torah, bein mi divrei Kabbalah, bein mi Braisa, bein mi Talmudah. I'll prove it to you from the Torah, from Navi, from Nach, from a Braisa, and from, meaning the Tanoim, and from the Amoram. And he goes through each one. And each one of these is a fascinating Ha'ara, because again, he's somebody who scours all of Torah at that time and tries to figure out, you know, what the halacha is. He says, I'll prove it to you from the Torah. Where in the Torah does it say, you know, whether you're allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah or not? So he says, Lefi, Minayin, be different term, Minayin, Lefi Shu Kalul Im Shar Moados. Look in Parshas Emor. It's mentioned amongst all the Moadim. That shows that it has a Moed personality. And therefore it's also V'ksiv Bei Mikra Kodesh. V'dashinim B'sifra V'sifri Kacheu B'machal B'mishnah B'ksus Nekia V'chein Pirish Rashi V'chulu. So number one, it's put into the Parshas Emor. V'od D'Rosh Hashanah Ikri Chag K'chol HaMoadim. Where? The Pasuk in Tehillim. V'kesel Yom Chagenu. Ezeu Chag Shachodesh Miskasebo HaVayom Ezeu Rosh Hashanah. Va'od b'makom acher kari lechag tzivus hamachta b'chagecha hakshu kol mados kolum zolazeh. So in the Torah, in not midiver Kabbalah, quotes the pasuk in Nehemiah, which says beginning of few places quote this right the beginning of second paragraph Beitza lechu echlu mashpanim shtu mamtakim shluchu marzlei nachalo kadosh yom adonenu. Okay, then it says and where in Mishnah shlas brisa, that's us. Min Abraisa Minayin de Tanya be Yerushalmi. He quotes our Yerushalmi, Machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva, whether the neighboring towns, do they blow shofar and not fast? Do they fast and not blow shofar? Well, what's the precedent of fasting and not blowing shofar? Yom Kippur. What's the precedent of blowing shofar and not fasting? Rosh Hashanah. There's Uriah, right? No fasting on Rosh Hashanah, right? That's what he says. That's the quotes, doesn't quote anything in Shas Bavli. Quotes Yerushalmi right here. That's the Mordechai. Good. So we continue. And remember, we paskin like that day. We paskin, not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. But the Shulchan Aruch did say, lo yochal kol savam. Right, shouldn't eat our fill, as we do on other Yom Tovim. Okay, says the Mishnah here, Tazayin Mabes. V'chein yir sheish v'dever o'mapoles. Other city, other tsaras that are happening, that we go straight to the Chomer fast days. A city that has a plague, or Mapolis. Buildings are falling down that shouldn't be falling down. So again, Osa, Yir Misanu Misraz. That city fasts and blows shofar. V'chol Sfivo Se, Misanath Lo Masros. And the other surrounding cities want to take part, Imo Anochi Betsara. And therefore, they fast, but they don't blow shofar. Abikiva Omer Masrius Lo Misanos. The opposite. Most Nahavi Bitsipori. And there was a plague in Sipori. Lo havi olil go ashkaka davi rechanina shori begave. But when it reached the neighborhood, ashkaka is like the shuk, the marketplace where Rechanina was, it stopped. The plague didn't forget his neighborhood. Vahavi tzipori amrin, and the other people in Tzipori were saying, Mahein saba benachi, what is this elder amongst us? V'yov shalom hu v'shchunase. He's sitting in shalom in his neighborhood, and he doesn't, so to speak, you know, care about us. Umidinsa azla babishus. He's sitting there all nice and comfortable and healthy, and the rest of the country is going down the drain. Beishus is sick. All va'amar kumean. He comes and says to them. Zimri, remember back to Zimri, Parshas Pinchas. Zimri, Echad Haya Bedoro. Zimri was a Yachid Bedor who was Machti, Vinaflum Yisrael, Esrim Ba'arba Elef. There were 24,000 Jews, remember that died at the end of Parshas Balak. That's also why it is that Parshas Balak, the whole story of Pinchas really is at the end of Parshas Balak. The beginning of Pinchas is, guess the Schar. But says the says Rabbi Chanina, you know, all those times, Zimri, 24,000 Jews were killed, and add in one line from the Karban Eda, and the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu didn't save them. So you expect me? V'yanu kama Zimri esh b'dorenu. There are a couple of Zimris in our generation. That means there's stuff that we have to work on. But I don't think he was like we said yesterday in the Tochacha discussion, right? There's a lot to work on. V'yatem Yisrami, you're complaining, meaning you guys, maybe there's what to work on, and implicitly, I'm not Moshe Rabbeinu, so what do you want from me? Right, and that's why, right, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, we have to do tshuva. Chazman, Srichen, Mevet, Tanisa, one time in this Tzipori, one time they needed a fast, right, and they fasted, V'lo nachas Mishra, and it didn't rain. It didn't rain. So now again, the Avad Rabbi Yeshua, the people of Tzipori seem to have a love-hate relationship with Rabbi Chanina, as we'll see. So Avad Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Tanisa Bedrom Avad Achaz Mitra, in the south, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi called a fast and it rained. Favit Tzipora, and yet Rabbi Chanina in Tzipori called a fast and it didn't rain. So Vahavit Tzipori Amrin. So the people from Tzipori used to chant. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Machaz Mitra Ledromai. Rabbi Shua ben Levi was able to get rain for the people in the south. Rabbi Chanina asar mayim in Tzipori. And Rabbi Chanina didn't get rain. And maybe he's even upset at us, right? He's preventing the rain for the Tziporians. So the Gemara continues, does not say what the end of that story was, but it just says, Tzarchun mevitz mantinyonis. There was a second time that they needed rain. Shalach va'aisa Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So what happened? Rabbi Chanina knew maybe he was an anav. He recognized. He called Rabbi Shua ben Levi from the south. Can you please come up and daven with us? Shalach va'aisa Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Amar le, mishkach mari, mefuk, iman lis anos. Can you please come out with us to fast? Nafkin trehon l'ta'ani savalonachas mitra. They both davened. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Shua ben Levi went out and davened. Still didn't rain. All the amar kumehon. So Rabbi Chanina stands up in front of the villagers and says, okay, now I proved it to you. It's not me, it's not Rabbi Shua ben Levi, right? We need tshuva in this city. Lo Rabbi Shua ben Levi, machas mitra l'jamai, it's not like Rabbi Shua ben Levi brings down the rain to the people in the south. Lo Rabbi Chanina, asar mitra min tzipori, it's not Rabbi Chanina that's stopping the rain from the north, from the tzipor, tzipori. Ela dromai libchon rachich, it's just that the people in the dromai, people in the south, their hearts are soft. The shaman mili daraiso umiskanin. Shub and Levi gives them musr and they take it. They take it and then they are humbled and Hashem is the tshuva. The tziparai lip on kashi. But people around here have hardened hearts. The shaman mili daraiso. I try. Velo miskanin. What do you want from me? Right. There's a gemara at the end of Ksubis. If the kehila loves the rabbi and not one person is upset, he's not being a good rabbi. So I guess Rabbi Chanina was taking that to heart and saying he must not be giving them enough musr. So here he was giving them some musr. Mi alil. So after this whole story, he goes back home. Tala enai. As he goes into his home, he looks up to the sky. V'chama avira shayif. He sees a blue sky. He sees it's all clear. And he says to the sky, Omar, ad kedun hachin. We fasted and complained and still nothing? Still no clouds? So finally, it rained. The neder al garme, but Rabbi Chanina made a neder to himself. To lo mevid kein tovin. I can't do that again. What can he do again? He can't demand from Hakadosh Baruch Hu like that. Omar, he says, mana meimar lomari chovet lo yigva chove. I'm going to demand from the creditor not to get paid his credit. If they're a mechuyev. So he felt bad afterwards. I guess we're going to see Bez Shem on tomorrow's daf. Choni Ma'agel didn't feel bad afterwards when he, acted that way. But I guess Rabbi Chanina knew that the people needed to do a little more tshuva, but his rachmanis overcame. Weiter. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Chanina, Mayasu G'dolei Ador. What should the G'dolei Ador do? She'en atzibur nidon ala harubo. Even if you have G'dolei Ador who are very righteous, Hashem looks at the generation. He looks at the generation. Acharubo, Shekein, Matzanu. Babasra. Shekein matzanu, shekol shloshim v'shmona shanim sheyisrael kim minudim. All 38 years that the Jewish people were minuders of the, after the Meraglim, and the first year we were on a great level. And right before we went in, to Eretz Yisrael. But all those 38 years in the middle, that we were, so to speak, excommunicated from God, lo hayah medaber im Moshe, Hashem would not speak to Moshe in the intense, special way that he did before and after. Shenemar vayik, as it says, kashatamu kalanchem acham alamus bikara fa'am. Right, as it says, when Moshe Rabbeinu, if you remember, beginning of Dvarim, is giving a whole Jewish history. So he says, when all the people finished dying, makse basrei, vayadabar Hashem, Eli Lamar. So Rashi quotes this, if you remember. Rashi quotes this. That also, Tosfos in Baal Basra, in the Tu B'Av Gemara. Remember the Tu B'Av Gemara. The Gemara says, why is Tu B'Av such a happy day? The last daf in Tainus, and it's here, Baal Basra Kuf Chaf Aleph. So Gemara quotes six different opinions. What's so happy about Tu B'Av? Right? Is it that they got rid of the guards that didn't let people go to the Beis HaMikdash? Is it that the people got to get intermarry, right? All the Shvatim got to intermarry, and all different daya. So one daya is that the Mesei Midbar stopped dying. The Mesei Midbar, meaning the Rashbam here quotes the a little spooky medrash that every Tisha B'Av in the Midbar, people used to dig their own graves and go to sleep in the grave. And then in the morning, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yibadlu Achayim and Amesim, and whoever was still alive came out, and whoever wasn't, they just self-buried, and they continued the burial process. The last year, everybody came out. They're like, oh, maybe we miscalculated. So they did it the next night, and the next night, and the next night, until Tu B'Av, the moon is full. So that it must be that Hashem, you know, took away the gzera of the last year. So Tosfos on that comment, on that Gemara, Yom Shekol B'Mesei Midbar, Vishana Achrona Nami Mesu V'Yadu Shekfar Kalsa Gzera. So he gives a different shot. He says, they knew that everybody who had been 20 to 60 already died. Ki Kfar Mesu Kol B'Nei Chaf. They knew the math. They knew who was 20 years old at the time of the Meraglim. Ulafishayu avelam an mixas yom shel tezvav lochazer hadibur. So he gets a totally different shot than Rashi. Not that they, they retried, they reburied until, no. They knew the last year, they knew people died, but they had to go wait till after Shiva. And after Shiva, now they knew nobody else. Right, lochazer hadibur, shein shechina shorah, lo mitoch atzlus, lo mitoch atzlus. Kida achkan abba Yaakov, like Yaakov Avinu. Remember Yaakov Avinu? Kishakolosun yamim shenis abal al Yosef lo sharsa alav shchina kidam ar b'shabas v'lakach kol yimei avilusan avilasan shal Yisrael lo chazer adibur. She bizchusan ayim adaber Moshe. The Jewish people were sad, and therefore they weren't on the level of getting Ruach HaKodesh, so therefore Moshe Rabbeinu also couldn't get Ruach HaKodesh during those 38 years. Kidam rina b'reish mechilta, like it says in the beginning of the Masechta, Bizchusan ani medaber emcha, Shekolosan shloshim v'shmona shana shei kois al Yisrael, Voi medaber em Moshe v'yaren, Shenemar v'yihi kasher tamu, and he quotes that, quotes this deus. That's the first part of the Tosfos there, Shabbos kuf chaf, Abbasra kuf chaf alf. We continue. Says the Gemara now, Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Mayasu g'dol yadar v'etzi bar nidon el acharubo. He also says it. What could the tzaddikim do? Hashem looks at the whole door and judges by the majority. Shekein matzanu, she'ilule sha'amru Yisrael bahara karmel. If B'nai Yisrael hadn't said, by Elio bahar karmel, remember that we discussed this last year, two shiurim ago, about the, at some point we discussed it. Maybe it was in a different shiur, the Parsha shiur. Hashem hu elokim, Hashem hu elokim. Right? If the Jews hadn't said at Har Carmel with the fire, Hashem is Hashem, Hashem is Elohim, lo yada ha'esh min ha'shamayim, the fire wouldn't have come down with sarfes ha'karbanos. If Bnei Yisrael wouldn't have said that, if they would have still been oved the Baal, this nes wouldn't have happened. Oh, what's the problem? They only said this after the fire came down. So all the mafarshim asked, like, what's going on here? Right? What do you mean? But only because they said that, because Hashem knew that they were at the state that they would have said that if they saw. If you look in the Beis Elokim, Beis Elokim is the Mabit. Remember we said the Mabit has three sections in the Beis Elokim, Shara Tfila, Shara Tshuva, and Shara Yisodos. So in Shara Tfila, in Perek Yud Aleph, the Mabit talks about, why is it so important to daven with a minyan? Tfila ben Tzibur, I want to daven at home. Why is it so important? He says three suggestions. Number one, there are some things you can't say without a minyan. Kaddish, Baruch Hu, you can't say those. That's a Kiddush Hashem. Be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. You can't say that in a minute. Number one. Number two, because when a lot of people do a mitzvah together, Hashem is more, listening, open ears. Eino domen mu'atim ha'osem es ha'mitzvah, l'mruben ha'osem es ha'mitzvah. Ki mis'ales yoser harbe mikifi ha'erech l'kol echad b'yoser nasis b'chaberes b'ni adam. Number two. And number three, Hashem doesn't look at individual faults when we daven together. Right? Are we ready to say, Hashem, I'm good. I'm davening here. Look at me. Take it or leave it. No, we'd rather, Hashem said, the Mabit says, Ki tfilas hayachid biyosa bilti haguna, o bilti ne'emeris bekavana. I don't have proper kavana. I was like, you don't have kavana. Ukshaom rabarabim lifamim tiskabo beschus tfilas harabim. Ki afilu lachova hayachid nigrachar arov. Because even lachova, Hashem looks at the majority, as Yerushalmi says here, nidonacharubo, but kavachomer. If there's a tzibur coming to daven, right, then you should know, and then he quotes our Gemara. Kigam shekodem amram yodeish, and he goes, even before they reached the level, because they were, and everybody got the schus of the tzibur, because they would have said Hashem hu Elokim. There is, I forgot to bring it, there is a tshuva of the Eretz Tzvi, the Kazakh lover. The Kazakh lover says that if you, he discusses about the issues of davening with the minyan, without a minyan. So he says, if you look in halacha, davening with a minyan is not a chiyuv daraisa. It's probably not even a chiyuv derabanan. It's probably an eitzah tova. That's the, if you look in the poskim, that's what it sounds like. That's what again, you can't say these parts of davening without it, but I'm an eitzah tova. But the Eretz Tzvi says, that was in the olden days when we had proper kavana. So then you could say it's an eitzah tova, but nowadays, you want your tefillah to get mekubal? You have a chiyuv. Because it's only with the tzibur, and only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moes B'tfilasin Shal HaTzibur, as the Gemara says in Brachas. Right? So that's, so it's a chiyuv gomor today. That's his chiddush. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara. Reb Shua ben Yair b'shem Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. These are, remember the days of Demai. And nothing against Demai, but we've earned this, agadic mesechta. So, Rabbi Shua ben Yair says, never pinnacle was Yair. Shlosha barak adish baruchu v'tasha baran. It's a similar agadate in mesecha sukkah. There were three things Hashem created, and he, quote unquote, regretted creating them. Ve'elohein, kazdim, yishme'elim, yetzahara. If you look in sukkah, there's also a fourth one, galus. Right, fourth one. But the Gemara quotes a pasuk, kazdim, heineretz kazdim, zeha'am, lo haya. It wasn't. Halavai lo haya. Doesn't mean it wasn't. They were. The Kastan, the Babylonians. Halavai they weren't. Yishma'elim, yishlayu. That's like Yishma'elim. O halim lo shodidimu, butuchos amargize, kel, they anger God. Lasher hevi aloka, biyata. Yetzahara, biyamuna mashem osva hatsoleya, vahanidacha akabetza, vasher hare osi. I'm upset that I did it. Kerbrecha, Abba Barkana, Rabishu ben Yar, Bishir, Pinchas ben Yar, how are you? Ki'ilu abri osi. Explains the carbon Eda. The Yetzirah really is good for us because we're able to overcome and earn schar. So it's ki'ilu, it's bad. Ki'ilu, it's bad. Period. All the mafarshim wonder, what Hashem, there's no regret by God. Hashem created a perfect world, right? So what does that mean? That, how are we even supposed to understand the regret? So I saw the Ben Yoyada says something similar in Sukkah Dafnan Beis. But because we're in the Yerushalmi, I'll quote it from here. The Sefer L'chaim B'Yerushalayim, right in the back. L'chaim B'Yerushalayim says, how are we supposed to understand this? Right, where's the other line? Hamamar lazeh eino kipshuto. Dechalila v'chas lomar kein. Tolo shayach becharata v'chazara. Kol d'racha mishpat. V'kol bar bediktuk. Hashem created everything perfectly. So what does he mean here? Ella, we just don't understand it. So what is it? He says, tupshatim. He says, number one, we know that, the Rambam talks about this in Ilchus Shuvah also. Our enemies, Hashem sometimes gives them license to punish us. But they go way above and beyond. And Hashem doesn't take away that Bechira Chavshus. And that's where the Egyptians were punished, even though it was already forecast. So maybe that's what Hashem is mischarit. It's not that he regrets doing. He just feels bad. And he gives a beautiful mashal. He says, let's say a father has to take a child to the doctor. And he gets medicine, and it tastes terrible. And the child is screaming, or the child is getting a surgery, whatever it is. And a father might even say, I'm so sorry I did this to you. I wish I didn't do it. Really deep down, he knows he had to do this because this is what the child needs to get better. But at the time the child's going through the pain, the father might even regret and say, just forget, I can't believe I did this. I'd rather have not done it. So that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu does for us also. Rachmanus ha'av ki roet saras beno, mukhrach lomar befan of lefaiso, nischaratati, I'm sorry I did it. That's what the child wants to hear right now. So too, the Yetzer Hara gets the better of us and the costume. So Hashem says, I shouldn't have done it. So it makes us feel good. Okay. We continue. Rabbi Elezer of Etaniv lo is nachis mitra. Rabbi Elezer decreed a fast day and it didn't rain. Avad Rabbi Akiva. There are a couple of stories about Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elezer. So Avad Rabbi Akiva, Etaniv nachis mitra. Rabbi Elezer did a fast, no rain. Rabbi Akiva did, it rained. Avad Amar Kuman. Rabbi Akiva didn't want anybody to think any less of Rabbi Elezer. So he goes out to the crowd and he says, Let me explain why I got the rain and not my Rebbe Lazar. A king had two daughters. Achas chatzuf of achas ksheira. One was a mechutzefes. One was, a brazen chutzpedik. And the other one was nice ksheira. Emes davis bayita haichitzifta olas komi. When the mechutzefes, when the brazen one used to come to visit the king, havi amar yibala madi boy v'teisala. The king used to say, just give her whatever she wants. I can't deal with her. Just give her whatever she wants. But when the ksheira one came to talk to the king said, don't give her anything yet. I just love talking to her. Don't give her anything. I love hearing her request. So don't give her yet. Right? And that's the concept that the Bavli says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misave. Remember that lashon? I saw that Rav Dessler has a interesting take on this in the fourth volume of Mechtam Eliyahu, page 63. He says, obviously we know prayer is supposed to purify us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how much he could push our buttons in order to raise us up to purify us. So the more, what does he mean, Mis'avel Tfilasan Shal Tzadikim? Because he wants to help the Tzadikim get to their potential. And therefore the more they daven, the more they purify themselves. So again, that goes down that derech. Goes down that derech. Good. Says the Gemara, V'is Shari Meimarkein? Rabbi Akiva just ranked on himself. Is he allowed to call himself a daughter Mechutzefes? Is Rabbi Akiva allowed to do that? Right? You might say, didn't the Chafetz Chaim teach us that you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara even about yourself? So, Ela Shol L'Chal Shem Shemayim Bei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva took one for the team. He didn't want anybody to think less and have a Chil Hashem of Rabbi Eliezer. So he put himself down so that people would not think Rabbi Eliezer is any less. Rav Acha of Atlas Esri Tani Vlo Nachas Mitra. Rav Acha had a 13 fast, right? The whole cycle, no rain. Mi Olil, when he went, or when he was like leaving maybe the shul, Paga Bechad Kusai, a certain Kusi saw him. Amarle Rabbi Rabbi, Atzar Gulaskam in Mitra. He says to him sarcastically, I think you need to squeeze out your jacket from all the rain and the water that it absorbed. Amarle, so Rabbi Acha says back to this Kusi, Chayadu Gavra, I swear by Hahu Gavra, it might be his life, your life, Shemaya Mevenisen, heaven is going to do miracle for us. Vishasa Matzlacha, it's going to be a successful year. Yahu Gavra Lesu Mechi, but you're not going to live to see it. Va'avdun, and what happened? Va'avdun Shemaya Nisen, miracles, Vatzlacha Shase, it was a great year. Umisahu Kusaya, right? And that Kusi died. Va'avikol Ama Amrin, and the whole Am realized this, and they saw Esun Chamin Puryin Deshemesh. Look at his coffin sitting in the sun, right? That's he got his fill. It sounds like the story, if you remember, of Elisha and the Mitzorain and the one who said, "Oh yeah, there's going to be plenty." Elisha says, "Right, you're going to see it, but you're not going to be able to participate." Or maybe it was the drought. They went out the, I don't remember all the details. They went out the gate. He got trampled by the gate, and everybody went out to enjoy it. Good. The Chosvi, we'll say Masanas Lo Masrios, same Gemara as we just said earlier. The neighboring towns fast but don't blow shofar. Shekei Matzano B'yom HaKippurim. Masanas Lo Masriyan, fasting and no shofar. B'kiva Omer Masriyan Avalo Masanin. Shekei Matzano B'Rosh Hashanah Masriyan Avalo Masanin. Same Gemara. Good. Next Mishnah, Ezeu Dever. What is Dever that we said before? The plague that people die? How many people die? Ir HaMotziya Chamesh Mios Ragli. If there's a city that has 500, and then three people die in consecutive days. So again, you might say nowadays there's plenty of levaya. So the poskim talk about that it's only in an unusual situation. If people die like normal, so then it's not dever. The Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this, Ir Hamotzia 500, the Rambam says the women and the children are not included in the count of the 500. And all the Achronim wonder, where does the Rambam get that from? It's not a Beferish Mishnah. The Rambam says in Beis Hay, Ein hanashim aktanim v'hazakenim sheshavsu mimalacha. Nobody retired, right? Children and women and retirees are not included in this 500. Bichlal minyan anshe medina linyan zeh. Where did he get this from? So the Magen Mishnah says, v'davar barur shekavanas ragli hu agvarim levat mitaf. It's obvious. When it says ragli, those who walk, those who go out to work, maybe ragli, so maybe that's the Rambam, he says, it must be that, that's what the Rambam, where the Rambam got it from. The Ritva also says something like that. Good. Amar Rabbi Levi, ksiv. How do you know it's the three people, one after another? Yadvek Hashem b'chatz adever. From the word dveikus, close together, lisha azos, shi madveka, shlosha kikram zacharzu. Like a woman who bakes bread, one next to each other, like the three people die, one right next to each other. Says the Gemara. So it's at 300 to 500, right, in the Mishnah. Three people die 3 days in a row when there's 500 ragli. Ha avida yoser mikan tzricha shir acher. If there's more in the city, do you need another shir? Meaning, is this ratio? Like if it's 1,000, do you need 6? Or is it 3, period? At least 500. So nishmini menada, you'll learn it from here. Afilu ir gedola kantuchya. V'yatsim menesh losha meishim shlosha yamim zecher zeh. No, even if it's a huge city, if it's 3, that's enough called a plague. Had the Amr Yosem Ikan, add in the word, Ein Atzricha Shir Acher. So you see, it doesn't, you don't go by the ratio, it's just 3. The Bavli has the opposite maskana. The Bavli says, no, it's ratio. It's ratio, 3 to 500. But in, back to the Mishnah. So what did the Mishnah say? Building collapses, that's a plague. So Gemara says, Batim Shamar Briyim Avalo Miruraim. It's talking about strong buildings. If dilapidated buildings fall down, that's expected, and that's not called a plague. V'dechvasa, similar, the people dying, bachurim, avalo zakenim. It's when people who aren't supposed to die, so to speak, that's the plague. Tani, askara kalshihi. If people die with askara, that's the terrible throat ailment, so it seems like you can't breathe. Kalshihi, that even one. Somebody dies by askara, you start fasting. Says the Gemara, Shnayim bedever v'echad ba'askara. What happens if you have two? We said dever is 3 days in a row. What if you have dever askara? So is that called 3? Says the Gemara, what do you mean? You just said just askara. Isachami askara kolshi v'atamar hachin. What kind of question is that? So the Gemara says no. Lachain tzricha. This is the question. Kishi hisriyu al askara. There was an askara, and then they fasted, and then after that there was dever askara. So v'hal chalav v'achakam beis shnayim bedever v'echad ba'askara. Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains, maybe this askara is still held over from the previous one that you already fasted for. So maybe you shouldn't count it in this 3 of dever askara. Or not, that's the question. Remember, askara was what the Gemara in Yevamah says, that all the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died with askara, right, during the Yemei Sfira. They all died at this time period, and they died with askara, because lo nagu kavu zeh bazeh, with their throat, and therefore the punishment was with the throat, some say. Good. Halachava. Al elu masriyin b'chol makom. The following, your masriya, your daven and blow shofar everywhere. Meaning, the previous Mishnah I spoke about, if you're neighboring, you could do a little bit. You could fast. But the following plagues are what we would call spreading plagues. If it's anywhere in the, not even in the close vicinity, you better start fasting, because they spread. Al ashitafon, that means terrible winds that knocked out the seeds from the fields. So there's no wheat. There's no barley. So those winds can spread. Vala yarkon, if you have diseased crops. Vala arba valachsiel, or attacking, grasshoppers. Vala chayara, wild animal. Vala cherev, you have sword, you have war. Masrin aleim bepeshi maka mahaleches. This is literally a maka that spreads. And therefore, you gotta daven right away. Rabbi Chama bar Ukva, b'shem Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, masrin al, we'll skip the prakmatia shel pishtan. What's prakmatia? If the flax, which is something very common, something happens to it. What happens to it? Everybody on the page gives a different shot. Right, we'll go with Rav Chaim Kanievsky. It goes way, way down in value. This was the major merchandise that they sold, and now it's not worth anything. So that type of thing, you better start fasting. Matam, shama v'sha'arura niyasa ba'aretz, right? Desolation. When the desolation comes, it could be financial desolation. So you start fasting. Rishul bar nachma v'shem rabbi onasa masriyin ala sharav. boiling hot, sharav, that damages all of the crops. Matam, koder hilachti below chama. I was dark even without sun. Kamti b'kahal ashaveh, I start crying. I start davening when I'm dark from heat. Amr Reb Elazar is a great line. O kir la'asyech adlo titzarech le. Give honor to the doctor before you need him. Right, what is that saying? Say Rav gets sick. Give honor to the doctor before you need him. Matam hayaruch shuech lo bitzar. V'chol ma'amsei koach. If they do that beforehand, then everyone will help and be ma'amets and strengthen my tefillah. Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Shimon Lakish, they also darshan in this pasuk. Similar we have in the Sanhedrin. Rabbi Yochanan amar im sidarta tefillah, if you will masader the tefillah. The sefer in the back, Kvod Chachamim, says, if you prepared for tefillah like you're supposed to prepare for tefillah, and you're having perfect kavana, lo yelechat sara ayim elamala, nothing's going to stop you up above in shamayim. There won't be any narrowness of eyes. El akol yumam sin kochacha. All the malachim, that's how Rashi explains it in Sanhedrin, everybody's going to help your tefillah get all the way up to the kisei hakavod. Shenemar v'chol ma'am se koach. Everyone will strengthen. But what was the prerequisite? You got to be prepared. You got to be misader your tefillah. Rushing in where davening starts and zooming through it, that's not called misader tefillah. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Omar, im sidarta tefillah lo te meitzar picha. If you are misader your tefillah, don't limit what you ask for. Meitzar picha. Ella, harchev picha v'amaleyu. Open your mouth and go for it. Harchev picha v'amaleyu, as David Melech says in Tehillim. Just finishing up the last section. Lo softaver, when we talk about locusts being a plague, lo softaver arbe, it doesn't have to be a lot. Elafilu kanaf, even one single guy. You have one single guy because you know what? Locusts love friends, right? If there's one guy that's coming to attack your crops, you better know that there's going to be more. V'lama nikra shmo chasil. Why is the attacking locust called a chasil? Shehu chosel asakol, destroys everything. V'lama nikra shmo govai. Du gavi dina demare. It's collecting the din of its master. Lo sof davar chayera. When it said wild animals in the Mishnah, not just chayera, lafilu beimara. Even if you have a behema, a domesticated animal that starts acting up. Kfar ha yushanim be'eretz Yisrael, chamor no sheichu meimis, shor no sheichu meimis. There have been years where there have been donkeys and oxen that went crazy and killed. So any of this is a reason for fasting. Lo sof davar. And then it says back to the Mishnah, cherev. Right? What's cherev? Not just a war cherev. Lo sof davar cherev shel melchama. Not only do you have to fast if there's a war, elafilu cherev shel shalom. Right? Even a peaceful cherev. What does that mean? Shekvar ashas roshem, asas roshem yimei Yoshio. Remember the days of Yoshio? Yoshio was a great tzaddik, but he thought the people were also tzaddikim. And when a different paro necho was going from Mitzrayim, just passing through Eretz Yisrael to go fight a different enemy, Yoshio says, what are you doing here? And he goes out, and eventually Rahman al-Islam was killed. Right? That was the last hope. Right? One of the prakim in Eicha is a kina, is a hesped from Yirmiyahu HaNavi for Yoshio HaMelech. That was the last spark that we had before the Churban, but Yoshio didn't take it seriously. But what is that? That was a peaceful sword going through. And he still attacked, and it led to tragedy. So any type of sword going through is a problem. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tainus Yud Zayin.